ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Hello, everyone. Jim Case here with the Science of Transformation and Adventures in Truth Podcast. I am super excited to tell you about my new book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love. This book is a deep dive into the evolution of fear in our human experience. I truly believe this book will change your life. When you read it and integrate it and apply this new understanding of what fear is and how it works, how it's used, you see that fear truly is a choice, whether we're using it consciously or unconsciously. And that awareness will create quantum change in your life, and the freedom that you can experience is extraordinary. Head over to www.adventuresintruth.com and sign up for pre-sales and getting information about the distribution of the book. I'm excited to share it with you, as well as some excerpts going into the future. And thank you for being part of the Science of Transformation family and Adventures in Truth. Have an amazing day. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am your host of the show. Adventures in Truth is a deep dive into the things that are important to us, the ideas, the concepts, the beliefs, the things that we hold as truths in our lives. And what we do in the show is we take them and we take them apart. We look at them and we look at the value of them. We look at the origin of them, and we kind of look for a way to reframe these experiences so that they become tools for a fear-free life, a life that is not encumbered by fear, but is loaded with opportunity. And to that end, today we're taking a little different approach, but coming from a different perspective today, and that is the astrological perspective. We're going to look at what it is to navigate this paradigm shift that we're in, this powerful time that we're living through. And we're going to look at it from an astrological perspective because it's another avenue, it's another way to understand the energies that we're confronting. My guest today is Shelly Entine, and we're going to bring her on in just a moment after we get through the meditation. But an amazing woman who I'm excited to talk about this process with, because the depth of her knowledge in this is so strong and so useful. She sent me a reading of current events within the context of my own chart. And it was extraordinary because, as I've had in my experience throughout my life, there are tools, so many different tools, and astrology is an amazing tool that is very non-emotional. It doesn't have story. It's just energy. It's just, this is the influence. Here's influences. Here's how these influences come together. And so when you can look at these influences and understand how they operate, it's extraordinary that something that's been around this long doesn't have a whole lot more larger credibility in the world. But again, it's extraordinary. As I said, in my reading, every part of the reading struck a chord because I'm living my life and Shelly and I had not met. She doesn't know me and I don't know her. And I was able to provide her some basic information, and she came back with this report that clearly spoke to my life experience. I didn't have to guess at what the words meant. It was very clearly there. So excited to have this conversation. We'll tell you more about Shelly here in just a moment. It's going to be a great conversation. We're going to look at this in detail and we're going to have some fun. We'll try to keep up. If you have questions, if you have comments, please, if you're on the Adventures in Truth Facebook page or the Got Joy, the Science of Transformation Facebook page, you can type questions, you can type comments, and we will do our best to respond and acknowledge that as we go through the show. So as we get started here, the thing I love to do to get us started is to get present, to bring our awareness into this moment so that what happens here between us, with us, and all of us is a really level playing field energetically. So what I'd like you to do right now is just take a moment and bring yourself present in your own body. So whether you're sitting, whether you're laying down, whether you're walking, I want you to bring awareness, all of your awareness, inside your being, inside your body. And I want you to just become aware of what's happening right now, this moment, inside your body. As you allow your consciousness to explore, what do you experience? Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel tension? Do you feel discomfort? Do you feel ease? What do you feel? And as you become more present in your body and the experience of your body, I want you to bring your awareness now to your breath. For me in this process, breath is the foundation of everything. Breath is the life force that animates this body, that brings all of that powerful life force energy into my body, into this being, and integrates it and activates it with aliveness. So breath for me is the foundation of everything. And if we can manage our breath, we set the stage for powerful transformation in our lives. So the way we're going to do this, as you keep that awareness flowing, keep yourself connected to your experience, we're going to inhale to a count of four, filling completely. At the top, as you're holding, you're going to rest and relax for just a couple beats. And then we're going to release from the mouth to a count of six. And when you reach the bottom, I'm going to ask you to relax again into the emptiness. Just relax into it, and then we'll re-engage the breath. You inhale through the nose to a count of four. You rest at the top, we release to six, and then we rest at the bottom. And the reason for the disparity in the breathing is because we're taking in all this new energy, but then we want to release all of the air. We want to purge everything from deep in the lungs, getting rid of all the stale energy, all the stale air, and just rejuvenating the body and bringing everything fully present to now. So close your eyes with me and just allow yourself to be present in this moment and be aware of your breath right now. How does your breath move? When you're breathing, is it just a light chest lift? Does it go to your belly? Do you feel like your breath expands in 360 degrees? Or do you just feel sort of one-dimensional in your breathing? I only ask the questions to bring awareness so that as we begin to breathe, you can feel and experience the difference. So bringing all awareness now to the breath and to your center, I'm going to ask you to inhale now to a count of four, inhaling, two, three, four, resting at the top, full, and then release from the mouth, two, three, four, pushing all that air out, five, and six, and now resting in the emptiness for just a beat. Relax the shoulders, open and inhale. Taking in, two, three, four. At the top, resting, relax those shoulders and that body, and now release out of the mouth. One, two, three, four, five. Keep going. Six, good, release all that air, relax at the bottom. Relax the body, and in, open and inhale. Two, three, four at the top, we hold, and then release. From the mouth, three, four, five, six, resting at the bottom and relaxing. Last time together, inhaling to one, two, filling all the way, three, four, relax the body, feel full as you release from the mouth, two, three, four, five, six, and then rest in the emptiness. Let your body take the process over. Continue on your own, carrying the rhythm. Let that body fill. Let the chest fill 360 degrees. Feel it in the back as you reach the top. And relaxing as you release to a count of six, taking that, releasing all of that old energy, all of that old air. And as you reach the bottom, practice that relaxation into nothingness. Be comfortable as you open and inhale again. Continuing that cycle, feeling fully present, and noticing the experiences that are happening in your body as that breath, all of that wonderful energy is filling your space, filling your field. Just be in that experience. And I'm going to ask you to take in these words as you continue that breathing and just feel into these words. See how they feel. Allow it to tingle and sparkle within your own field. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as a pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized. And from that, I create, expand, and engage. I am. Just taking a second, be with those words for a moment longer. Allow yourself to slowly become present, bringing yourself into the space and bringing yourself into this conversation. And I'm going to welcome to the show Ms. Shelley. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, I'm mellow.
We like mellow. Welcome to the show. So glad you're here. Give me a moment. I'm going to put on my glasses so that I can share with all the wonderful people out there all the amazing things that you are about. Shelley's an ordained minister, an interfaith reverend, and has been offering counseling with astrology and tarot for over 40 years. She combines evolutionary and traditional Western astrology to give you clarity and validation. Shelley has also been a holistic practitioner for over 30 years and may include suggestions from Bach flower remedies and essential oils in her talks, online articles, podcasts, and readings. Shelley's been a popular speaker for the South Florida Astrological Association and Asheville Friends of Astrology, and presented numerous talks and workshops on esoteric tarots for Unity Churches and spiritual centers in the Carolinas and Northern Georgia. She has published The Mountain Astrologer, and articles on aromatherapy have appeared in Massage Today magazine, the aromatherapy journal published by NEHA, and online blogs. Daily astrology forecasts and live videos can be found on her Astral Essence Facebook page, and we'll put something up for that later. Her astrology workshop, her weekly astrology forecast podcast and other articles are found at her blog at www.shelleyentine.com, which is pretty easy to remember. So you can check out the website for more information and contact Shelley. And Shelley's going to have an offer for all the viewers toward the end of the show. So look forward to that. And welcome to the show, Shelley. Hi.
I'm thrilled to be here. It's exciting to talk about this.
Yes, truly is. So we are going to dive pretty deep today. The thing about astrology is there's lots of moving parts, but the cool thing is that they all cohese into a wonderful story that helps us to really kind of understand the energies that are present and energies that are coming present, and those influences and how they affect us, how they affect our world. Because they really do have an impact on pretty much every level of our experience. Mm-hmm. So I thought the great place to start would be to, let's talk about astrology. And since this is your thing, I would love to talk for a few minutes about what is it, why is it important? What is your, with your history with it, what do you find it makes this such a significant practice?
Well, you know, I came into it without expecting to come into it. And I discovered that it was a complete validation, as you felt in the reading that I sent you, of what my life was doing, what I was experiencing, people around me, people I knew. And I came into understanding years later, because I think you do have to spend a little time with anything before you really start to know it, that what I was looking at, as you said so eloquently earlier, was the interplay of energies, and specifically the four elements, earth, air, fire, and water. And we have different modes that they express in, like the cardinal or activating, or the fixed or preserving, or the mutable or changing. So it's just like doing a puzzle and you're looking and seeing the planets, which meant moving stars, which is why we could have the sun and moon called a planet in astrology, not in astronomy, but in astrology, because they move as lights in the sky. So this is what we're looking at. We're looking at the relationships that they form, what signs they're in, how do those signs get along. You know, it's very similar to Oriental medicine, because you can have too much of something, too little of something. You can have a relationship that's conflict where you need to resolve. You know, so to me, that level of astrology can be called a science. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Because you are looking at degrees and your measurement and timing. And so that's sort of a scientific or analytical way of looking at things. But then there's also hieroglyphics involved in the symbols for the signs and the planets. And once you have an understanding, then they speak to you. That's what a hieroglyphic does, without going through words. It just speaks to you. And if you are open intuitively, then you are going to pick up the meaning that's right for the moment, or right for the person, or right for yourself.
Yeah. I've always, to me, and tell me how you feel about this, but I've always kind of, for me, astrology has always sort of been the overlay or the map. So rather than it being, it still is a place that you can find the potentials of solutions, but it really sets the tone, or sets the map, sort of a guidepost that says, here are the energies and influences you chose here. Here's how they interact with each other. And when you understand those interactions, then you understand the results that they create. And when you do that, you begin to see, oh, that's how my energy works. That's how, this is a way of really connecting to understanding who we are when we have what seems like few tools to do that, but really there are a lot of very powerful tools, and astrology being one of them.
You can choose how, you know, like you choose your mood. Mm-hmm. You can sort of make certain choices about how to utilize things that are on the map.
Yeah. I love that. So the importance of it in this context, particularly in this, even, you know, as we come into this time frame and using it to talk about the paradigm shift.
Right.
It becomes a really excellent tool, because it isn't requiring anybody's viewpoint or opinion. It's not requiring any of that. It's, here's the information. This is how it interacts. How do you want to interact with it? Right? Is that a good way to...
No, it's really true, because, and also in the field of astrology, when you say it's not political, we have astrologers in every imaginable belief of their own, yeah. But the astrology will still work for them, you know, it doesn't.
It's true. Yeah. Well, and it does. And even, you know, I mean, you can, in the context of, you know, what is my Venus is in Taurus in the second house, sounds like what does that mean? But when you look at that, when you look at what those things are defined as, and you see the relationships and how they relate to the things in the chart, which we're going to get to show you here shortly.
Yeah.
It's just another extraordinary tool to help us understand self. I can't oftentimes can't say that enough.
Well, Well, I agree with you completely. And we found that we agree a lot.
Yeah, we do.
We have some similar astrology between our charts. But I mean, if you have this tool, that's why I wanted to make the offer to your listeners, mm-hmm. because this gives it self-empowerment is one of the major attributes of the paradigm shift. It yes. is.
Well, let's talk about the paradigm shift. Let's dive into yes. that because I want to use as much of the show to give you the space to kind of tell us about all of these influences and we want to lay a good foundation for the listeners who may not be, at least my listeners, your listeners probably have a lot more experience with you in this regard where mine may not, but that's okay. But let's lay the foundation. So paradigm shift.
Yes. Okay.
We're living in it.
Well, you know, the thing is, there's always shifting going on in this world, right? I mean, you know, we have that tendency to think that the way things are now is how they've always been. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's not true. Even the stock market's a little over 100 years. Everybody worships it, but it hasn't been there forever. And so things come and go. So every now and then you come to a moment where the entire consensus collectively, which means we all agree that this is the way we think, comes up for a major overhaul, a major change to hopefully evolve. That's the goal, to a higher level of understanding and behavior and action. So when we had the Lord of Karma, Saturn, come together with the Lord of Power, Pluto, and transformation, and science of transformation is just behind you. That was a major moment. And I was calling it like Karmageddon because okay. it was the year coming up to that. January 12, 2020 was when they met exactly. It was like things were coming up like never before mm-hmm. in the world and in our lives also. So what we were approaching was the ability to break through thousands of years of an agreement of how we think, which was a Western civilization agreement that there was such a thing as hierarchy in life. One thing is better than another thing. Rocks aren't as high as plants. Plants aren't as high as fish. I mean, this was literally the agreement, and you can see it operating in the world mm-hmm. and how we treat the world. But when we get to the top of this, of course, we have humans. And then there's also this hierarchy that must be within the humans, too, so that somebody's at the top of the pinnacle and everyone's below. And we make agreements about who gets the lower part. And I think it's very clear right now, and this is not a political statement, it's what we're seeing outside, that is something that the whole consensus is not agreeing to anymore.
Yeah.
So the last...
No, go ahead.
No. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, no, I only want to take it a little further with this mm-hmm. idea of the paradigm shift is mm-hmm. I've come... Over the last week, I always love doing this show because when I know what I'm focusing on, then my world starts to present things that help me to further understand where I'm going with this. And that's happened for me in the last few days of recognizing that I'll tap into some of the news here and there just to see what's changing, what's different, what's new, what's going on. And not much. It's all pretty much the same, getting worse and whatever. But what I realized about it was, yes, I have a responsibility as a human being on the planet to engage when things need to be changed or something is happening that requires my engagement. Mm-hmm. We assume that we have to be involved in the drama that is Washington. We assume that we should be involved in the drama that is the presidency. Mm-hmm. And what I'm beginning to realize is that the paradigm shift is that none of that really matters. It's all just story. That's their story. That's the story they're acting out. It just happens to be acted out on a million television screens because everybody's attention is focused there. But the reality of it is their life is no different than my life in that they have no clue what's going on in my life any more than I have a clue what's going on in theirs. But what I do know is that the paradigm, the constructs that we have lived under for the last however long, no longer working. They're actually going the wrong direction. The energy is going down. The energy is spiraling down. And so there has to be balance brought to this. And so isn't it extraordinary how many things have come to light? How many things are unraveling?
Yes.
And the trick is stop paying attention to it. As silly as that, as crazy as that sounds. And I say that because laying the foundation of what we're going to get to talk about here with Shelley.
If I can validate what you said in my way of looking at it, it's that Saturn Pluto is asking us to be our own authority. And one of the great things about faux news, even though it's like your constant source of confusion and mystery, it's always been there, believe it or not. You know, things that we believe about the past also can become revealed as faux news. Is that we have abdicated ourselves, you know, our own throne. We abdicated. And now we've got to take it back and use powers that we have in the self.
And that's where it has to be sourced.
Yes.
Somehow all of the attention got pulled outside of self.
Yes.
And if you look at this paradigm, the paradigm is outside or inside, in or out. And it's really that kind of cleanly, you know, I think you and I talked about this in the pre-show or pre-stuff earlier was I'm kind of amazed that we get to watch what has been in a concept for me for a long time, which is this idea of multiple realities or different realities that exist in that. Right now, we are getting to look at in real time the divergence of consciousness and different realities and wondering why we can't hear each other, why we can't talk to each other, why we don't understand one another, because everybody seems to be on their own energetic path or stream.
True.
And if you're doing your work, if you are engaged in your process and doing the work that she was talking about, the Saturn and Pluto, you said? Saturn and Pluto?
Yeah.
That those the clarity that you gain from that keeps you focused into what you know is true, what you know is in alignment with the largest part of you. Let's go that direction. So I apologize. I'm not wanting to diverge too much, but
we get tools. Other planets have come along to help us, and it doesn't always look like help because you get like certain upheavals, geophysical upheaval, financial upheaval. Doesn't look like it's helping. But what you just actually did with us with the meditation and, you know, to become conscious of the energy of the life force, which is what this Uranus, which rules the sign of Aquarius. Aquarius was distorted into being called a water bearer. It is an air sign.
Mm-hmm.
And that image is an angel because the air sign is unseen realm. Air element, all unseen realm. It's an angel and it's pouring prana, chi, the unending source of life.
That is beautiful.
It's the truth too. It's even better. And that goes into the sign, the fixed earth sign, Taurus, which is trying to enlighten us like an ayahuasca journey, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to the jungle and take it. You can just awaken to the fact that that energy is within you. He was leading us right into that. What is the energy doing in your body? I said, this is it, you know? These are the things that we can do and become aware of the power of our thought and our feelings. And not just on ourselves, but on everything in our environment and even at a distance.
I found that that's been an extraordinary thing about this time for me is if you talk about these tools, you know, did I say this on the air already that I got, that you did a reading? I said at the beginning of the show, didn't I?
Yes.
I talked about the reading.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I want to reiterate this because it's so important to realizing why this is a significant tool. I received the reading having only set my chart information, my birth date, my time, and where I was born. And Shelley and I had met for about 20 minutes prior to that, talking about putting the show together. So that was our first actual face-to-face. So she provides me with information, and that information clearly outlines the energies that I'm confronting and the energies, the larger energies, and then the energies that I'm confronting and how they interrelate with one another. But the thing that was so remarkable is that it validated all of the experiences that I've been having and not having a clear understanding of why am I experiencing this. And that sounds kind of bizarre that that would be soothing, but it's just a validation that, oh, some source that has no relationship to me just filled in exactly what I've been experiencing, the feeling, the energy, the whole thing. And how is that possible? I don't know. But what I know is now I'm good. Because even if it's not great in the moment, it's a part of what's evolving in me.
Right.
And that thing is definable. That is understandable. And
yes.
Sometimes it's just finding the right tool to have that understanding. And so I bring it again because it's so powerful. When we start, after we're going to take a break here in just a moment, and when we come back, Shelley's going to go in earnest and going to break this down for us and really tell us how this paradigm is shifting and why. What is the energy? What are the influences? And let's look at this in depth so that you can, our listeners and viewers, begin to have an even deeper understanding and then possibly even avail yourself to the offer Shelley's going to be bringing forward to help us even more. So, so grateful to be a part of this conversation and glad you're here. And we'll be right back after this break.
I enjoyed that though, and I was thinking about how Neptune and Pisces, Neptune is usually, and Saturn are, show fear in a way, but they also show structure and methods and timing, and they also are, Neptune is the sign of spiritual awareness, and so again, you can choose, like you say, it's a choice.
Choice. And more and more we get to find, I had a guest on Wednesday who is a health coach, and his thing was, is health is a choice. And it's so interesting, the more and more we realize that it, none of it is not, I mean, you can default to no choice, but really it's all choice.
And
what state are we approaching it from? Are we approaching it from opportunity, or are we approaching it from fear? So in order to help you out there to kind of shift from that fear to opportunity, we're going to dive into this paradigm shift and look at the chart and let Michelle tell us what the heck is going on.
I think the chart that you're going to bring up is the moment of the paradigm shift in January.
That's the conjunction?
Yeah, the conjunction. And if you look up at the top, you see 2050 of a sign. That's sort of a squiggly V in a squiggle, is Capricorn. And you can see that to the left of the center line, you've got a few things in that. You've got the sun as the circle, and then, that's a dwarf planet Ceres. And then there's Pluto in red, and Saturn right next to him to the left, and then Mercury, which is our mind. So that was all together at the time of that conjunction. So we knew it's going to change our identity, because that's the sun, and the way we think, because that's Mercury. All right, so it wasn't just a moment in time, though. In the other right-hand side, you see Jupiter, which is a planet of expansion, of perception. So this was also there saying, look, you know, you've been doing this kind of like a little wrong, a little negative energy on Capricorn, and we can expand to a higher point of view. So this was all there at the moment, telling us what this was going to be like. And one of the things that, again, Saturn is the lord of time and karma. And time is what we have to give this thing. Because I know that in our current world, things change very quickly. And we think that everything will happen in the blink of an eye. So the paradigm shift is another thing that we think of that way. Like we used to say sometimes, you know, the age of Aquarius, the minute we're in that, everything's going to be great, and we're going to get rid of everything that went before. But we bring things with us from the past. And how do we do that? Capricorn is the sign of the bones and the crystalline structure. And what you get is a lot of energy and information from your ancestors, which is stored in bone. That's the old metaphysical saying, is knowledge is stored in stone and bone because of the crystalline structure. So we are literally coming forward in this moment as people who are going to take on the shift and use all the tools that we have from our ancestors that are positive gifts, and sometimes have to actually take our mind and go back to a time, maybe in a far distant ancestral time, in order to get some information that will help us. But this isn't going to go fast. This isn't going to be an overnight change. We're going to be working it.
Shelley, can I ask a couple of questions?
Yeah.
At this juncture, is that safe?
Yeah.
Just from my own limited experience, but I you know, you'll get to these influences, but they spark questions based on what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So Capricorn, the abundance of Capricorn is also about foundation, correct? It's also about the structures that we build on.
Structures, right? Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So going from and then the ninth house and the tenth house. So yes. Higher learning is in the ninth house, right? That's the,
yes.
That's where we go. That's where law is. That's where higher learning is. Right?
That's what natural law is. There's
natural
a distinction.
Law.
Yeah. Sagittarius and Jupiter, a natural law is like the four elements, so the sun rises in the east. You know, that's the natural laws of the universe. And so the indigenous people are associated. Their ceremonies, cycles, seasonal harmony. That is natural law. Libra is the sign that's the laws of man. Like, this is how we think we can balance things out so we don't have too much discord. But Capricorn comes along and takes the natural laws, ideally, and creates structures and customs and traditions that we do to honor these places in our natural life. Capricorn is the sign of coming together in a structure called an outer community, as opposed to the family, which is the Cancerian energy.
Well, and that also speaks to the 10th house as well, right? Because that's,
yes,
how that's not
exactly. That's natural Capricorn is right where at the time of this conjunction in a certain part of the world, this was exactly what it was. And it's so, but it is government. And in our modern world, it's corporation and its authorities. Okay, so when Pluto is in Capricorn, which it has been since 2008. This is where we're starting to see what the power issues are about. You know, so again, the power that's out there, that there's a big, you know, wrestling going on. And so, as you say, it becomes important for us to not think that that's as important as what's going on within the self and make the choice.
And it's all a mirror.
And it is. And so what do you want to see? You have to be it inside, right?
Amen. I mean, it just, I look, even just this little bit of this chart and I'm going, my mind is going 90 miles an hour because I'm like, wow. So we're at 22 and 23 minutes and there's like, what, 30? So it's coming to the latter part of the cycle. So that means that we may not be close enough for the influences that are coming next yet, but this is when it really starts to churn out, right? This is when we begin to realize what we've been cooking for the last.
Yes, the last 10 degrees, right? Yeah. And also what's happening right now is we're in the retrograde cycle of the slow moving outer planets. And tomorrow, actually, Uranus will join, you know, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Pluto, and retrograde. When planets go retrograde, and people have heard of Mercury retrograde a lot, what happens is the energy internalizes. So it's not as prevalent in the outer world. So we're going back over things. So Pluto has moved to 23 degrees, but where Mars has been, Mars is in Aries now and challenging these degrees. It just challenged Pluto. Saturn has retrograded into Capricorn again. Jupiter is there. So we're going to be having a lot of this. Mars in Aries is the warrior, very fiery, extreme fire energy. And it's where all the anger started rising. All right. Mm-hmm. And some of that's the impatience because we want the paradigm shift to change overnight. It's going to be different. So there is this. Yes, back to those last degrees. It's not going to go far below, won't go below 20 for most of them. Jupiter did, but it's going to come back and Mars is going to keep challenging until January 2021.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I was struck as you were talking again in the symbols and just the things that you've laid out here, you look at. In the world, we have the symbol of the sun, which is self. We've got our power, our structure, our communication, all being looked at through the eyes of structure.
Yes.
In the world. So
yes.
How do I build structure in the world? How do I exercise power in the world? How do I exercise my morality in the world and my communication in the world? And then Jupiter hanging out in the ninth house is saying, how do we learn? How do we learn? What is the influence of our learning through Capricorn, through this? I'm like, I'm sorry, I get so excited because it's just so much fun.
It's
stressing and it's, you know, you just go. And I apologize. I'm not attempting to simplify it or make it not significant. It's just, I think like you start to look at it, you see the numbers, you see the symbols, things start to correlate and you go, it's really, if we could keep it simple, then it's more accessible because you don't have to worry about all the minutiae. Just know that the stars are telling us it's out there. The energies are there. Self, power, structure, communication, learning. It's all up and in your face right now. So
yeah. Yeah. And, and that little purple hook, that is the dwarf planet Ceres. And she is the fierce mother.
Ooh.
Energy, who is caring about food and remembering cycles. Ceres,
divine feminine.
Yes.
That could be too perfect.
She's there.
How is the divine feminine expressing in the world? How is it being structured into the consciousness of this planet?
Exactly.
Wow.
Right at the same degree, 22. Right?
Guys out there in the world, I hope you're taking this in. I hope you're really hearing these amazing things that Shelley's putting before us here to understand a lot of, it takes the stress out of it because you recognize it's not random. You're not being randomly handled by some angry God who's cursing everybody. This is energy, 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 energy.
Energy, energy, and the time has come. You know, it's like, this is the time. This hasn't happened in 1500 years.
And we get to be here.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a major movement, but we're at another level. We're at a higher level of consciousness expansion now. So we're going to do more with this than 1500 years ago.
Well, we have the ability. We have the so much as the evolution that's taken place since then. Mm-hmm. We're crossing. It's the whole, gosh, the picture in my, you know, the whole idea of the spiral, that you come back to the same point in the spiral, but it's at a different location in the spiral.
Absolutely.
Because you've hopefully evolved. Well, you have known, hopefully, if you're on the spiral, you are evolving. So it is to whatever degree you have evolved in that loop. Where are you now? Okay, good. Where are you? You know,
right.
It's all these amazing gifts that we have here.
A lot of spiritual teachers have said this was a turning point in civilization, and that the people who are here doing the consciousness expansion work, or what we used to call frequently light workers, or you know, people who want to hold the idea of love instead of fear, as you say, those are the people who can shift this into a better world.
Yeah.
I mean, the potential line is for that to occur.
Yes. I'm going to use a personal example for that, because this book, for me, I never in my own process ever conceived of wanting to write a book or even writing a book. Mm-hmm. It wasn't on my, I mean, I had for years clients would say, Jim, write a book. You should do, oh my gosh, you should write. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to write a book. And when the energy changed, when that download happened, the thing that's extraordinary to me about it is I take full responsibility for the translation. But what I know is that that's a gift. I got to be the vehicle, the vessel to bring that information on this planet, in this consciousness, in this time. Right. That is far more mind blowing to me than any other part of it, that I sit in awe of that experience, which we all get to do every day in some form.
And Capricorn, by the way, I mean, there's a discussion for another time, maybe, the zodiac showing this path of spiritual development. And the sign of Capricorn is the initiate that has reached the top of the mountain. And it bends its knee to the higher force, and then it chooses to turn and go back to the world to serve.
Oh.
So the more we have, the more we're going to give now, too. Yeah. Just what you said. People are getting downloaded with material.
It's incredible.
Absolutely true.
Incredible. Yeah. So this other chart, do we want to dive into this?
Show me what it is. And this is one. That is the sunrise kind of chart for that same moment. You see those Capricorn planets in a different place. And what you just get to see here is that Uranus was already in Taurus for this. And one of, you know, the things about the Uranus in Taurus is learning new methods, you know, how to do things differently in the material world. And so one of the things that happens when we got to March, Mars and Jupiter entered Capricorn together. They hit Pluto and we were on lockdown. And one of the things about that, I mean, there's not a lot of good you can say, but what you can say is that people became very creative, very inventive, like how to keep going, how to do their world differently. And Uranus and Aquarius, they rule the electronic media like we're on now. So much has gone online. People are working online. People are saying hello to each other in Zoom meetings, just, you know, friends having a drink or something, mm-hmm. you know. And so it's the invention. Both Aries and Aquarius have that invent something new. So we see that that's also present. Uranus and Taurus is also going to do that. Along with that, you know, we understand energy better now.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We have Neptune in Pisces, and that's a planet in its own sign, so it's extremely strong. And Neptune is in a helpful aspect to the paradigm shift. So it suggests to us, the more you look into the spiritual aspect, the more spiritual study you do, the more creativity you engage in, the more you enjoy the Neptunian things like dance and exercise that's like yoga or Tai Chi, the flowy movements, you know.
I had a little bit alternative understanding of Neptune, which I'm curious, I'd like to throw by you, because it applies equally, and that is that Neptune is the illuminator of illusion, and that positive aspect to the paradigm is Neptune's ability to illuminate the illusions that we have been living under.
Right.
In the context of ourselves and our power and our communication and our, it's just, again, the layers and the,
yes.
it's giving us that influence again, saying.
Right. And the negative piece is the illusion, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the false energies and the fantasies and the denial of reality.
And isn't that amazing that we are confronting that every single day?
Every single day, yes.
Every single day.
Yes, but it's an assist. Again, this confrontation is assisting us shift the paradigm. So when planets are in helpful aspects, and then of course there's Venus sitting there. She's in the air sign, which, you know, there's a lot of Earth energy with all the Capricorn and the Taurus. Mm-hmm. And then there's Venus, and she's in Aquarius, so she is loving, and she is value, and we're seeing that that's part of this picture too, is to bring in that Aquarian energy of love for the group good, not mm-hmm. just the personal good. Across from her is a moon in Leo, and this is kind of the place where our feelings want to maintain our own kingdom. But the Venus energy is saying, you've got to look at what's good for everyone.
Are they in opposition or not quite?
Not, they're 10 degrees. The moon is approaching the opposition.
Well, and the moon moves fast too.
And yes. And so it's an orb with the moon. You can give 10 degrees. So it is opposition, but it's going to become more so. And this is what we've seen. It's becoming more so till it reaches some sort of a point of complete opposition and slow moving in the fixed signs to get to that point. And those fixed signs, Leo and Aquarius, they don't change so much in Taurus. So, but this is a very interesting piece because it does show us in the world that this, we are looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the paradigm shift to look at it.
Yeah.
And change the value. Because Venus, again, this is like what we value, what's worthy. And it's really, I'm glad you did bring that chart up because.
Yeah, that was good.
More.
Well, and it's great to see that you can see the context in that as well, because it, again, it's there. It's not something that, you can look at, and if you understand the astrology and understand the definitions, it is what it is. It's not gray. It's not, if there's any gray, it's only to the degree of our ability to understand or interpret, not in the clarity of the understanding of the energy.
Right. Which with human minds, we all always have to recognize that limitation.
It does seem that way. So let's take this a step further. And so that in my thought process here is that the paradigm shift obviously has already started.
Yes.
But it's understanding that the paradigm shift is actually in here.
Yes.
And I want to talk a bit, if we could, and bring into this whatever you'd like, but this idea that what we're observing, what we're seeing is a reflection. It is us reflecting to ourselves the disharmony that we're experiencing within ourselves. So all of these planets, inner and outer, the cool thing is that the inner planets can talk about how we feel on the inside. The outer planets can, how we interact with the world or how we engage with the world and at large. But how do we help people to really grasp this idea of internal and external, but that you don't want to get caught up in the story that's out here. The story that's out here is going to influence what you're trying to fix in here. So if your day-to-day is filled with chaos or confusion or frustration or anger or whatever, that's reflecting of what's happening on the inside. And if what you're doing is it's because you're watching CNN and MSNBC and you're reading everything online and you're doing all that, I'm not saying any of that's bad or wrong. I just want to acknowledge that it's contributing to your energy.
It's tricky. Well, okay, here's an old metaphysical, an ancient metaphysical truth, you know. Thought creates energy. Energy follows thought. Wherever thought is held, energy is held. So whatever you're pumping your thought energy into is getting bigger. You're empowering it. You're making, you know, you're lighting fire under it. So this is why, as you say, you know, if we can come back in and detach from the thought, you know, you have meditation practice, you have movement practice, you have do something else, you know, do something constructive, you know, practice. Yes. And then you have lowered that energy. Habits, being aware of the habit of your day, habits of how you think. And again, the offer that I wanted to make sure I mentioned is that same reading, because it's very important. If you know where this energy is in yourself, then you can have an easier time doing this. You can see, oh, this is where they're asking me to have my paradigm shift. This is where the upheavals seem to be taking place. And so I would normally have a price for that report that you got as a PDF, mm-hmm. and pages of information and some positive strategies, yes. and et cetera. So I'm doing a $20 off deal just for your listeners.
Right on.
And how to get it is by emailing me at shellyantine.com. It's shelly@shellyantine.com, or go to the website and click contact and just say Jim Case Show in your email subject line, and I'll know that you're asking for that, and we'll get in touch about it. And then you can start observing, because observation, detach and observe, is something you'll be able to do easier if you know what the influences are for you.
Yeah. Fantastic. We're going to be right back. All right, Shelly, one more time briefly. We are. They can go to shellyantine.com and click contact, or they can contact you via email at shelly@shellyantine.com, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And that's for $20 off for the reading if you're interested in that. I highly suggest it. It's extraordinary work, and it's
Thank
really
you.
Remarkable, the information that's in it. So
I'm glad you found it, so.
I did. Thank you. This has been a wonderful conversation. I can't thank you enough for being here and for sharing all of your knowledge and wisdom in this process. I look forward to hopefully getting to do this again sometime in the near future where we can dive into some other areas.
Great.
To all the listeners out there, thank you for being a part of the show today. This is another great adventure, another great conversation. I look forward to seeing you guys. Check me out at www.adventuresintruth.com. Yep. And please make sure to like us, make sure to subscribe and share it with your friends. Tell everybody about us. And again, look for my book. We'll look to see you guys again very soon. Thank you for being here. Have a wonderful day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.